I'm Sharon Betters, and this is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. We are continuing in our series, A Pilgrimage Fueled by Hope. And I just love this series because there are so many just solid building stones, foundational beliefs that will help prepare us for those times when life, well, life just doesn't feel the way we want it to. Maybe our expectations are shattered. Maybe our relationships are broken. Maybe we just don't even know how to face the next day. And I want to tell you, friends, that the scriptures do not leave us without a roadmap for navigating that kind of a pilgrimage. And I pray that today's devotional will encourage you in your walk and help turn your heart toward Jesus. Today's devotional is called Unbolted from My Love Affair with This World. And today's treasure is from Psalm 84, verses 5 through 7. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. When life comes crashing down, knowing I don't belong here and that this earth is not my home fuels my journey with hope. About 2 years after the fatal car accident of our son Mark and his friend Kelly, I tried to comfort Leslie, another bereaved mother, by telling her that almost immediately after the news of the deaths of our son and his friend, Chuck, my husband, and Mark's dad, exclaimed, "Mark's death unbolted me from my love affair with this world." Leslie later told me that she could hear her chains dropping, freeing her to confidently look forward to her ultimate destination with hope. She is on her way home. If you love Jesus, you don't belong here. You are on your way home. Such truth fuels our pilgrimage when being here hurts more than we can bear. Psalm 84, often called the Pearl of the Psalms, describes people on a pilgrimage. Many theologians believe this psalm was written by David during the period when his son Absalom wanted to kill him. David was in hiding and homesick. He longed for Zion. In Psalm 87, verses 2 through 3, we see that Zion is synonymous with City of God, a place that God loves. In the Old Testament, sometimes Zion means the people of God, as we read in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14, or the location of the temple of God. In the New Testament, Zion refers to God's spiritual kingdom, as we read in Hebrews 12, verse 22. In 1 Peter 2, 6, Peter calls Christ the cornerstone in Zion. Zion means home for the child of God. David pictures the Israelites on a pilgrimage to the city of God, and David longs to be with the people of God and in the presence of God. He says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion." God has set eternity in the hearts of his people, as Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 tells us. The sure destination of home fuels my journey when life takes an unexpected turn. But such a journey is not without potholes or deep valleys. The journey of the Israelites took them through the Valley of Baca, also known as the Valley of Tears. They had to pass through a desert. They could not carry enough water for their trip. These pilgrims counted on travelers ahead of them to dig holes big enough to capture the periodic sudden downpours of rain. Those travelers made sure the holes were deep enough to hold water for the next group of pilgrims coming behind them, because someone ahead of them dug similar holes. As they passed through the Valley of Tears, they made it a place of springs. The pilgrims also passed from strength to strength, gaining courage and wisdom as they met up with fellow travelers, cheering one another on through the dark, dry Valley of Tears. Their longing for the city of God, the puddles of water left by pilgrims further ahead, and fellow travelers cheering them on, these all fueled their pilgrimage with hope. Can you see the parallels to our own journey home? We depend on pilgrims further along the journey to leave us puddles of grace, designed to help guide us through the scary and despairing circumstances of life. We depend on people ahead of us to call back and comfort us with this truth: God is sovereign and we can trust Him. Though we may have to travel some roads alone, God designed us for community. We go from strength to strength as we meet up with others traveling a similar pathway. When life comes crashing down, choose to lean into this truth: I am on my way home, and though the journey is difficult, there are puddles of grace along the way, left by those farther along in life's journey, designed to encourage me to believe that God is sovereign and I can trust Him. And, O Lord, may I leave puddles of grace for those coming behind me, stories of how You never let go of me. Show me someone who is on a pilgrimage, who is gasping from thirst, who needs refreshment from further along life's pathway. Show me someone who needs to hear how Your grace continues to cover me with love. Please, Father, keep stirring up within me a longing for You, confident that You are leading me home. Friends, as we walk this pilgrimage that is fueled by the hope of the gospel, it is always a blessing when someone comes alongside of us to share their own story or to help equip us to walk by faith. And I'm so excited to share with you the Help and Hope podcast guest for this week. It's Elizabeth Turnage. You know, someone has said there are only two sure things in life: death and taxes. And while this was probably meant to be funny, the part about death is true. Each one of us will die, yet not many of us intentionally prepare for that unique part of our journey. In this conversation, Elizabeth, author of Preparing for Glory, talks to me about the art of dying. She answers questions like, how does Jesus show us how to prepare ourselves and our loved ones for our death? And how do we say enough to medical intervention? What information and documents should we prepare for when we are incapacitated or die? How to leave an emotional legacy, intentionally forgiving and pursuing forgiveness, thanking those who have impacted our lives, and much, much more. You know, this is not an easy topic. When Chuck and I start talking about it, I always tear up. But friends, death is the elephant in the room, and Elizabeth puts a map in our hands to help us navigate this difficult pathway. So make sure that you go to markinc.org, that's markinc.org, and check out this brand new conversation with Elizabeth Turnage, Preparing for Death. Again, markinc.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And remember, God is sovereign, and we can trust Him.